What I am going to focus on is your mindset. Your mindset is the way you think. Or what you think. The way you think or what you think. And it's critical that we think. Because as we think, that's what controls our mood. Our subconscious has a relationship with the mood, which is the bottom line. And why am I focusing on that? Because the bottom line is what causes you to behave the way you behave. It causes you to do the things that you do. Now, the catch is, sometimes that gets us into trouble. Does it not? Anybody here have a kid who's a little baby? They start crying. They get moody. There's not much you can do about it, right? But today, I'm going to share some ideas and some tips so that you realize how to control your mood. And by realizing how to do that with your mindset, you'll be better able to control your mood, and therefore, your subconscious will be better, and therefore, you'll see that this winning pyramid that we have in our mindset is all of a sudden aligned. And when that is aligned, you will achieve peak performance. You'll produce wins. The catch is getting all of that aligned. And usually, the motivation and inspiration is there, and we definitely have to keep feeding it. The attitude's pretty good. We say, yeah, I think that's good. We can do that. But it's the way we think that's critical, and what we think that's critical. And all of those relate to one another. And as they relate to one another, you will get into less trouble. Right? So I'm going to give you some mindset tools to make that happen. First mindset tool is the adaptability link. Dr. Carol Dweck wrote the book Mindset. She's a professor and psychologist at Stanford University. In her book, she talks about having a fixed mindset and then crossing the bridge to have a growth mindset. What is the difference? A fixed mindset. As a boy, I had a fixed mindset. I knew I was talented in things. Some things became pretty easy for me. It's amazing how easy it was. But then other things were more difficult. I really didn't understand why that was harder for me. The way I deduced it is, well, I'm just not that talented in that area. That is a fixed mindset. I'm not that talented in that area. So maybe it's just not meant for me. Maybe it wasn't meant for you. That was my mindset as a boy. But deep down, I knew if I applied myself, I could go across this bridge and go to a growth mindset. But I had to find a tool. And I really didn't come across this tool until I started to really understand I'm in 100% control of my destiny. What I found is I call it the first mindset tool, which is an adaptability link. So what was my adaptability link that took me from a fixed mindset across the bridge to a growth mindset? The adaptability was learning is the catalyst for positive change. And learning comes in many forms. Learning comes when we go to school, through our families and friends. Comes from books when we read. but also the one that I didn't focus on as much, and maybe you have had this issue, is other people's experiences. We can learn a lot from other people's experiences, even if they don't do exactly what we do. So I found that adaptability link, and I crossed over, and I'm in a growth mindset. So now my mindset over here is one of enjoyment, of learning as fun, of knowing that I've got a tool, a mindset tool called adaptability link that I use to get from a fixed mindset over the bridge into a growth mindset.